Well, this go around, we're back. We're here. We're on the podcast internet space. We're back in the digital age.
So this is completely unrelated, but High on Paul is DNA Productions, and it was after Jimmy Neutron.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well. Interesting.
Anyway.
It was just an unrelated conversation beforehand where we were just trying to figure out. We were just really trying to figure out where that came from. But now, you know, we'll both rest easier tonight knowing that we know that. We'll be like, you know what? That I'm glad I know it now.
Yeah. Now and, I don't have to stay up thinking about that.
Yeah. And I'm sure our listeners will think the exact same thing. Or maybe go Google what Jimmy Neutron is, because there are some people who have no idea what that is.
Who doesn't know what that is?
I don't know. Sean Sheen. That's his name, Sheen. He was an icon.
Oh, yeah. His name was Sheen.
Also Carl. He loved llamas.
Carl.
Jimmy was just chaotic.
Wasn't there a mean blonde and then her black friend?
Cindy. I don't remember what the black girl's name was, weirdly enough. But, yeah, I think the blonde girl was Cindy.
Yeah, Cindy.
But we're not talking about nostalgic cartoons this week. Although now I do kind of want to go watch Jimmy Neutron. Because I'm thinking about random episodes. I swear it started as a movie. And then they did a show.
No, I mean, they definitely did a movie at some point, but I don't think it started as a movie.
Well, the thing is the movie was about, like, the pants, and then there was also an episode of Jimmy Neutron that was the pants.
I think maybe the pilot was the pants, and then they ended up basing the movie off of that?
Yeah, but they also just went ahead and did an episode about the pants as well, like, in the show.
Like, I don't know, man.
I remember that distinctively from the show. There's an episode.
Okay. Well, I don't.
It's really weird, but anyway.
I just remember when Carl, like, had something in his butt.
Yeah, that was too much.
I was pregnant.
Like, I do feel like I have to go back and watch it now. But this week, we watched The Order. Season 2.
We returned to...
You know what? I kind
the
of...
The Wild World of Belgrave University.
Oh, yeah, that's the name of it.
Right? Isn't that it?
Well, I completely overall forgot about what... I will say that I forgot that the show had gotten renewed and was going to have a second season. And then it randomly popped up and was like, season 2 is out. I'm like, oh, yeah.
It did kind of come out of nowhere.
And then I saw on Netflix that it was, like, number 2 in the U.S. or something.
I think they make those up.
Like, they...
I have a conspiracy theory that they make those up. Because sometimes they'll be like, oh, number 1. And I'm like, how is this number 1?
Well, I think it has something to do with, like, trending or whatever. So it's, like, YouTube trending, I feel.
Okay. I think they make it up.
You very well could be right, but in theory, that's what it's supposed to be like. And I was like, that's very interesting that many people are watching this show, because I'm like, I never hear anybody talk about the show.
Nope.
Also, it just seems like it wouldn't have as many people watching it as that number suggested.
No,
but
I agree.
But they said that was the fact, and I'm like, okay, but does that mean we'll get a third season? Because I am slightly interested to see what they would do with a third season.
Well, I'll say this. I liked this season way better than last season. Like, I think that they improved.
I agree. I wholly agree with that. Because
last season was... I don't know. Maybe they were just, like, getting their footing. I think that a lot of it had to do with the fact that now we kind of knew the characters and we knew their dynamics and stuff, and so now, you know, we don't have to get introduced to that. We can just sort of, like, dive into the world a little bit more.
Yeah. Well, I also feel like it had a little bit to do with just the first story being slightly weaker. Like, there were elements of that story that were really cool. Like, the most interesting parts of season one were the parts where the guy was trying to get all the magic stuff or whatever he was doing. What was he doing exactly?
Who?
Jack's father or whatever.
Oh, Edward Coventry?
Yeah, he was just being evil or something.
You know what's funny is, like, I completely forgot about him as, like, a person until they mentioned him in this season.
And oh, I was yes. Like, oh, yeah. I also forgot about the grandfather.
Oh, yeah, the grand. I just forgot. I forgot that he actually died. I remembered him, but I forgot that he, like, they straight up killed him.
Yeah, both of them.
Which is so funny, now that I think about it. But, I, just in my mind, like, as I was watching this season, I was like, oh, like, Vera's been the Grand Magus the whole time.
Yeah, I would have been totally fine with that. We didn't need the first season. I would have been fine starting the show, like, where we're at, but there were also just parts of this, and I told you this before, watching, or before you got around to watching it, because I started watching it, I don't know, I think I started watching it when it first came out, but what I liked a good chunk of this, but the last, as I call it, chapter, because they're in two parts, I hated the last chapter. I thought that one was just like, it didn't feel like it undercut everything, but at the same time, I do feel like it undercut it.
Interesting. You mean with, like, ignore the sounds of plastic on my end. You mean with, like, Gabrielle becoming a werewolf and stuff like that?
Well, no. Well, I do have thoughts about that as well.
I also do.
But mainly what it was the fact that they went through all the trouble to build up this character, and then they were just killed in such a stupid way, I feel like. This character, like,
oh, they Kepler?
Were, yeah, they were, she was supposed to be so mythic, almost. And then she was just like, I'm dead. And I was like, yeah. Okay. And then the whole Alyssa thing, I was just like, I'm also annoyed by this. But I, yeah, there's just a lot of, I have a lot of thoughts on that. But,
okay. Oh, I mean, do you want to start with that, or do you
no, want actually, to... I want to just, like, work our way through it, so we can start at the beginning, because okay. The beginning was almost kind of like a reset of the first season, which is, I
kind
thought...
of, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that was, they were trying to come off as that as well, because they, because of the way that the characters are also being reset, they're kind of, I feel like they're trying to show that, like, oh, this is a very different season than the first season.
Yes, I agree. I think that they were just, they were really trying to be like, oh, no, this is not the garbage show that you knew.
It's new garbage. It's like recycling. This is compost.
From garbage to compost.
And you know what? That's all that anyone can hope for, sadly, in this genre.
In this world.
Well, even specifically in this genre, I was thinking about this the other day. I'm like, I feel like when it comes to,
Supernatural?
Well, yeah, supernatural shows or stuff like this, they're so hard to come by, and, like, even harder to come by them being well-written. So, yeah. I mean, I feel like that's why, you know, Supernatural lasted as long as it did, because, like, for a while, it at least had some pretty good writing going on for it.
I think we did, we also touched on this when we talked about season one, because both of us were just like, yeah, there's not a lot in this genre, so we're gonna watch this.
And sadly, that's exactly how I feel still.
Which, yeah, exactly.
It's why I watched Charmed, I feel. Even though I'm not all that keen on it, but it's whatever.
Yeah. The new one, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I've heard it's so bad.
It's whatever. It gets better, but it's, like, even by that standard, I'm just, like, I think my initial rating was, like, around a 3, and now it's moved up to somewhere around, like, a 5.9. So, is that high? I'm not sure.
A 5.9. So specific.
I get very specific with my ratings, actually. I do it with, like...
You are IMDb.
I do it with album ratings, too, because I'll... Sometimes I'll even, like, quantify it. Like, I'll do it by song and then actually add up the sum of it. And sometimes my numbers will be right the spot on when I first thought it was.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough about my meticulous weird habits. So I feel like the first season, the first episode was a reset in that sense. I liked the fact that they, like, pretty much right off introduced the whole Lilith and, do you remember the other girl's name?
Nicole.
Yes. I feel like they introduced that really quickly, and I was happy for that, because I was like, good, we're finally addressing this, because from the first season, both you and I were like, hello, this is a lesbian.
The thing is, okay, I also was happy about that, but, like, first of all, then they just, like, sent Lilith away for, like, most...
Yes!
Season, but they just, like, were just like, bye-bye, and then...
Exactly, I felt...
I was like, bury your gaze, question mark, and then, it also just, like, made me a little bit angry, because I was like, okay, you're... I get that you're, like... throwing us a bone with making her gay, but, like, what about the others? Because, hello.
Yes, they were just, they it always...
a little bit more mad about the other ones.
Yeah, and the thing is they've always come off as, like, weirdly a group of gays, and Jack just happens to be their straight friend.
Totally.
That's 100%. Always how it's come off, and I was like, Hamish is obviously gay.
Oh my god.
And Randall... Totally. Randall is your obvious bisexual, and Lilith, I'm not sure. She could just be bisexual or lesbian or something like that, but I feel like that's how they always came off. And then they kind of decided to go in that direction. They even teased that with Randall and Hamish having that kiss.
Oh my god, I don't want to talk about that. I was just like, hello. I was like, who did this?
I felt a bit of fan service on that one.
Yeah, do you think? Like, do you think they were like, tee-hee-hee? I was like, that just makes me mad.
Yeah. I agree, but I think that's exactly what it was. It was like full-on fan service.
That makes me so angry.
I have to laugh.
I would rather it not happen then, if you're going to do it like that.
I agree, because that was... I hate being teased in that way. Especially since that happens a lot with a lot of shows. Well, queerbaited, that's the term for it. I hate that. But also, there are certain parts of this where I was like, I like that they're written with strong, or like, good female characters. But then at the same time, I'm like, but a lot of them die. Like, specifically... I want to talk about the character they introduced who was Vera's opposing person. What was her name?
Kepler?
Yes, Kepler. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, why do I feel like someone modeled this after someone they know and they really don't like them? Because...
I mean, that's very possible.
Because it felt like they were like, oh, I'm just going to write a bitch. And it's like, and then she dies in the end because I hate that bitch. I'm like, someone's... I feel like this is someone's id leaking out. I don't know if they specifically did that on purpose or it just came off.
Maybe. It's very possible. This is like your theory of... your theory that Derek from Teen Wolf is somebody's ex-boyfriend.
I still stand by that. Because... the way they were, like, almost picking on that character, I was just like, this seems so, like, So pointed.
Look, I believe it.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this. I like Jack a little bit more this season, especially the way we start off. But I still don't like Jack that much.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I felt about him this season. I kind of, like, last season I hated him, and, like, this season I feel neutral. So I guess it did improve.
Yeah, so before it was, like, a hard 2, now it's, like, a soft 4.
And I also felt like that was because they kind, like, there was a lot more given to other characters. So it wasn't, like, overwhelmingly about him, because...
Yes.
The first season was so much about him, and it went, you know, his stupid, like, oh, if I get revenge on my dad, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then, like... You know, him and Alyssa, which... Alyssa?
Yeah. Alyssa, yeah.
I was, like, calling her Sarah for the first couple of episodes, and I was like, that's definitely not her name. But yeah, like... I just felt like the bit more focus we got on the other characters was, like, a huge help.
Yeah, I agree with that, because... The fact, that was, like, a weird thing with the season prior, is that they had all these characters, and they spent a lot of time distinguishing them, but never used them, and I was like, that seems weird.
Yep.
I was like, what's the point of, like, even telling us about these characters if you're just gonna keep them in the background? But,
yeah.
I mean, this time they did a little bit more with that, because they even had the... I would even say the side characters that they introduced in the very beginning, like the Nicole and the other guy who...
Have they been there since the beginning?
I don't think so. I definitely think they're new. Because, I mean, there were a bunch of, like, newer people that came in around the same time in the first season. We just didn't, like, see them, I feel like.
Also, I love that, like, all the new side characters are, like, people of color. I'm like, I see you.
I know. I noticed that as well. And I was just like, okay. At least you recognize that the first season looked very white.
Exactly. I know that we talked about that on our last episode.
Which is funny, because didn't we, like, say last time that we were, like, confused as to what kind of school it was? Because they made it seem like an Ivy League school, but it looks more like a tech school.
I don't remember talking about that, but I agree.
Yeah. I'm wondering what kind of school it is.
I don't know. It's just your average cult school, you know.
Your run-of-the-mill cult school.
Your average American, American cult story. What? yeah. The thing is about this season is, like, I definitely liked it a lot more, but I also feel like I have less to say because of that. Like, same way I kind of, like, felt neutral about Jack, kind of felt neutral about the whole season. I was just kind of like, all right, cool. They're doing that now.
Yeah, I thought the introduction of the whole, like, free magic thing was interesting. First
that
off.
Was hilarious, because I was like, Alyssa, like, just fucking stop. Like, I think they just needed a reason for Alyssa to go against Vera.
Yeah, I agree with that. And it was kind of like a weak reasoning. I mean, in a certain context, yes, I understand it, just because, like, she would want to do things and Vera would be like, no. And she's like, my magic is messed up, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, well, wasn't that your own fault in the fucking beginning anyway? So, like, that's all I'm thinking. I'm just like, didn't you do that anyway? Like, I don't remember, but I feel as though you got yourself into this situation.
She really did. Because wasn't she, like, fucking around with Edward Coventry for, like, a while trying to do shit? I feel like she's just always trying to do the most, and I'm like, Alyssa... Like, that's enough.
Okay, we get it, enough.
Like, she's already good at it. I don't understand what she wants.
To be the best. She wants to be the Pokemon theme song.
She wants to be the Pokemon master. I mean, I don't know. But she also is one of those characters that's, like, doing everything under the guise of, like, no, it's for the good of the people or whatever. And I'm like, oh, shut up.
Yeah, just admit it's because it's what you want to fucking do. Jesus.
Exactly.
Like, that's the thing. Is I'm just like, why can't there be characters that just do stuff because they want to? I'm like, there doesn't have to be a rational reasoning behind it. It's like, oh, you want, like, they have to do this because of some sinister plot. And it's just like, no, I just fucking wanted to do it. So I did it. And
don't like it. True. I don't know. Is television ready for that?
I don't think so. That's what I was... I mean, it's the same thing with Nancy Drew. It's like, is television ready for a woman who just wants to do whatever the fuck she wants to do? I don't think so. Like, damn the consequences. I mean...
Just for Nancy, honestly. So misrepresented in that show.
Yeah. But, you know... It's whatever. And then Alyssa dies in the end just because they fucking have to do
that. That was so funny. Like, I don't mean to laugh, but that was so funny.
It was like...
She died.
It was really unnecessary. I was just like, okay.
Really laughed. And then I was like, I don't know why I'm laughing other than the fact that, like, this is just, like, classic.
She dies, Gabrielle becomes a werewolf.
Yeah. Can we talk about that for a hot minute?
I mean, we might as well, because there's nothing else to talk about other than Alyssa.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I know that we said, oh, let's start at the beginning, and now we're just talking about the end. But I mean, the end was just so funny.
Yeah, I mean, we can jump back and talk about those random bits, because there's only, like, three specific things I want to talk about. But, yeah, her becoming a werewolf was one of the top things where I was upset. That and... her fucking Randall. I was just like, Randall, stop doing this!
I had mixed feelings about it, because I was like, I didn't like it, but I also... I think I didn't like it because they were just making it about Randall and Lilith.
Yeah.
Instead of just, like, letting Randall be. And I was like, I get that you, like, wrote yourself into a corner with this plot,
because like, I mean, it happens to the best of us.
Like, I feel like they, like, did that with Randall and Lilith, and then they were just like, well, we don't like that anymore, we're just gonna try to separate them, but we still kind of have to, like, pick up the pieces.
I mean, the whole Randall and Lilith thing made no sense from the jump. They should have just never done it.
No, and we talked about that. And the fact that, like, the reason it was bothering me so much with, like, him and Gabrielle is, A, they were, like, they clearly didn't actually like each other.
Yes!
Which is hilarious. But then also, but I was like, okay, I would actually, like, enjoy this dynamic if it was just, like...
a bro TP.
Yeah, or, like, they were just, like, I knew that them... hooking up was gonna lead to, like, an actual romantic storyline, and I was like, I would actually be okay with them just hooking up, but not the romantic storyline.
Yeah,
that's kind of how I felt about it.
I don't know, I just don't want them together, because it doesn't make sense to me.
I don't either, like, not at all. But like, I was mostly perturbed by the fact that I was like, oh my god, now we're gonna have to watch this.
Yes.
Develop into a quote-unquote relationship.
Especially with her becoming a werewolf thing. And that whole, her jealous of not being a werewolf, I was like, yeah, sure, fine, that's whatever. But the whole, like, her becoming one...
I knew it was gonna happen, too. Like, as soon as she said, like, oh, you have your little club, beep-bop-boop, and I was like, oh, they're gonna turn her into a werewolf.
Yeah, because fucking what's-his-face Midnight always wants to just jump into people. But the other thing that really annoyed me about that specifically was, I was like, if you're gonna do that, and they went through all the trouble of having her do the psychological thing in the little void, whatever, and then her still, like, not gain control is what annoyed me. I was like, Gabrielle's supposed to be this strong character, and it's just, like, in there, she's, like, weak or whatever, and it's, like, No, you gave her, like, you literally wrote her a certain way. She should have some sort of strong will and conviction.
Yeah, and I actually liked her a lot more this season, too. Like, I felt like they, like, developed her pretty well.
Yeah, I agree with that.
They really gave her, like, a lot more to do, and I loved it. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, we're actually seeing this character go somewhere. I didn't really like her last season, and now I'm enjoying her character arc. And then they went and did that, and I was like, well, now I'm annoyed.
And there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
That's so upsetting. But, you know, one of the other things I did like about this season is they did a lot more fun magic stuff, because that was the stuff I liked in the first season.
Definitely.
The effects were pretty nice. They were pretty good.
I thought they improved in that overall as well.
The freaking hive mind witch group, that was weird.
What was that? Because I was like, are we supposed to know who these characters are? Because I don't remember this at all. Like, was that from something?
No, that was just, they were fully introduced in this season.
Okay.
They're just like Amish, basically.
Yeah, they were basically just like Mormons. I was like, okay. I don't. That was, and then the tree that, like, that was alive.
That was so weird. I don't know what I was expecting with that. Like, I knew it was gonna have something to do with that tree, but then looking at it, I was just like, ew. Like, the whole eye thing was just like, just poke it!
It was gross. It was pretty gross. And, of course, like, it just, like, I think the funniest part was, like, Alyssa and the guy, and they were, like, teasing something between them, and I was like, yeah, right.
Yeah, and then instead she just fucks Jack again, and I'm like, well, good for you.
Of course. Because we all knew it was gonna happen. It annoyingly happened a bunch of times. I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
I guess we all have to deal with this now.
Well, not anymore, because she's dead, so if they do another season...
No, she's not actually dead.
I mean, we know that, but supposedly she's dead, so at least we wouldn't have to see her for a while.
Oh no, that bitch is coming back, episode one.
I mean, you're right.
Mark my words right now. That was also why it was funny that she died. Because I was like, are you really gonna tell me that she died? Because no, she didn't.
Also, there was that whole teasing about the other werewolf. But I also don't think Salvatore is dead either. Because that didn't make any sense.
Oh, you don't think she actually died?
Well, they made it seem like she did. And that, like, whatever, but I'm just like, why build her up to be such a, like, prolific character and then kill her in such a way?
Yes, I agree. I was, like, not mad about it, but I was like, why did you do that? But I didn't think, I don't know, maybe she's not actually dead. Maybe at the point.
I don't know, I just felt like Alyssa was teasing that she wasn't dead or something.
No, but she, like, covered her face or whatever. Because I had the same thought. Like, Alyssa was like, oh, this isn't over, like, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, so she's going to bring her back to life or whatever? And then she had a funeral instead.
And instead, she gave a funeral speech.
Which, and it was funny because I was, like, kind of not paying attention to, like, a lot of the season. So then, like, when stuff would happen that was, like, actually plot relevant, I was like, wait. Why?
Do you mean, like, the explosion things? Like, the Tartarus whatever?
Yes, I didn't understand that. I understand, like, what Alyssa was trying to do. I was just kind of, like, tuning him out, like, oh, what? Oh, who? Okay.
Well, to be fair, that was just, like, random bits. I felt like they kept, like, making that sound worse than it was. Like, it was supposed to be, like, oh, this really bad thing. But I'm like, we spent so much of the season focusing on so much other shit, so...
Yes! So much! And then, where did that go?
Exactly. It's kind of where I feel to... What doesn't make sense to me is, like, the whole season, Randall's all like, I don't trust the order, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, okay. But the thing is I'm like, they read in the book that the Knights were originally members of the Order. Like, that wasn't new knowledge. I don't know why that they made that seem like it was new knowledge.
Oh, was that from season one?
I swear it was.
Huh, I don't remember.
Because
that.
I already knew that. So I was just like, what?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I'm like, either I'm a fucking psychic or it was in the first season.
I'm willing to bet it was in the first season and they were just acting like it wasn't.
Oh, you don't think I'm psychic?
Yeah, buddy.
Wow, way to let me down gently. Anyway,
Dirk gently.
So, I don't know. What else happened other than... I mean, I really like the Salvador part, especially when, like...
You know what? I have to say I do, too, because she was kind of, like... Like, you were expecting it to be the teacher, mostly. Like, it did... It was kind of a plot twist.
I almost feel like they had it, they initially wrote it to be the teacher, but then changed their mind, like, halfway through. And then introduced...
I would 100% believe that.
Because it seems like it just comes completely left field.
Does it?
It feels left field when she's the boss. It's just like, wait, why is she the boss? It seems like he was telling her shit in the beginning.
Yeah. Well, what I thought was funny was, like, she wasn't there from the beginning. Like, she was, I don't know, they, like, introduced her in a weird way. They were kind of just like, and this is my TA. Okay, anyway, bleepity blah.
Yeah, it was very sudden. Like, they forgot to cast the role or something.
She couldn't show up for, like, a couple days. So they were like, that's okay, we'll just shoot these scenes, and then we'll introduce you later.
We'll just write around you. We'll just cut all of your scenes from these first couple of episodes.
Why would I believe that?
Well, that's the thing, is because they didn't really build her up enough. Like, I got the sense that she was a baddie, but I didn't get the fact that she was as ominous. Like, Praxis was as ominous as they were coming off, because they didn't build them up that much.
Right.
They spent time doing other bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Like, they did kind of, like, dick around most of the season, and then they were like, no, this is the big villain, and I was like, yeah?
What
about all those other things that we talked about?
Well, that's what I felt like. I felt like we wasted a lot of time doing nothing.
Yeah. Like... can we talk about Ian Ziering and Jason Priestley, though? Because that was probably my favorite part of the season. Was, just the... And I was like, okay, wait, okay, I guess they're then comparing the Order to, like, Scientology? Like, I didn't quite understand what the joke was there, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I didn't really get it either, but...
I was like, are they saying that, like... I don't know.
Like, I don't know. I guess what they were saying is, like, if you were gonna have that kind of power, you would use it to become famous. Like, rich and famous.
True. I guess. So they, like, got some, like, B-list celebrities to, like, be in the...
I know, which is really funny, because... Well, maybe they were, like, big for... a while, and we're just, like, too young to know how big.
No, Ian Ziering is from the Sharknado movies.
Is he? Is that who that is?
Yes, that's who that is.
I didn't know that was his name.
Yeah, and then, the other guy, Jason Priestley, I don't know what he's... I know
he's
him.
He's from 90210, I believe.
Oh, okay.
So he's from that span of the spherical of television.
Of time. Yeah, I, that was That was funny.
I mean, yeah, I was waiting on you to get to that point, and then, because I knew you were going to say something, but...
It was just funny.
It was funny, but at the same time, it was like, it was another one of those things where it was just a funny throwaway thing.
True, although I kind of felt like they did a little bit more of that this season, and I enjoyed it. Like, I was, like, they let their characters be a lot more comedic.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it a lot.
I agree with that.
Because in the first season, Randall was, like, the only comedic character. And in this season, I felt like everybody kind of got a chance to be, like, cheeky. What's her name? I keep forgetting her name. Gabrielle, I felt like, had a lot of good lines.
Oh, yeah, she did. Well, like, I was going to
really
say they...
She annoyed me last season, and this season I thought, like, they did a good job. Like, she was funny.
Yeah. I was going to say, this season, I feel like with Randall, they kind of tried to almost do the opposite of what they did before.
They give him more of a serious...
Yeah, well, I feel like they tried to do that at least with the latter half.
Yeah, definitely. Well, definitely. When Lilith, like, disappeared, they were like, all right, Randall's storyline, he's emo now. Like, okay.
Yeah, to which I was like, I mean, yes, sure. I get it, but at sure, the buddy. Same time.
I'm like, Hamish is right there. Y'all could just fuck.
I mean, they could, but they're not going to, apparently.
I don't know why. I think I was like, that was like one of the only things I paid attention to this season. Was like their relationship.
And how, like, it didn't happen.
Yeah, I was like, I suddenly ship this a lot.
And I'll never get more.
I'm extremely mad about it.
And so am I. It's very much like The Magicians with Elliot and what's his face?
Quentin?
Yeah.
But that actually happened.
I mean, for like a split second.
Right?
Well, they teased... coming back to it, but then it never happened. Instead, he got back with Allison, and then he died. And I was like, oh, okay.
Bury your games.
Well, at that point, they had made him straight again, so I'm just like, well, kill him!
Kill the little bastard.
That's funny.
Yeah, because, like, Hamish and Vera, I was like, this is cursed. Like, this is bad.
It was so bad. I was just like, why are they doing this?
Like, is
it,
this.
I mean, also, isn't Hamish supposed to be, like, really old?
No, I think the actually, I think they're supposed to be, like, I think Vera's supposed to be older. Or maybe they're around the same age. I don't know.
I feel like, well, isn't Hamish supposed to be, like, he was alive, he went to college in the 70s or something.
What?
I swear that's what they were saying in the first season. Well, because they say, like, when you're a werewolf, you don't, like, really age or some bullshit like that. I swear that was something they said in the first season.
Is that why he dresses like that?
Yeah. That's what I...
Oh.
That's why I'm pretty sure.
Interesting.
So I feel like, in their minds, they're supposed to be, like, age-appropriate or something.
Well, I don't know how old Vera's supposed to be, either.
Yeah, they never really... say. I mean, she looks like she's just, like, in her late 30s.
Yeah.
So that's what I assume. But, also, what does she do in the capacity of the school?
She just hangs around.
She's just around. Just, like, here, around at the school.
Hey, guys!
I feel like she's, like, the dean or something.
She's the dean. She's not the dean.
She's the dean of admissions.
She's not the dean. That would be so funny if she was the dean.
Why are you so sure that she's not the dean?
Because... What? That wouldn't make any sense.
Let's see. What else? There's... Again, they focus a lot on just Jack and Alyssa for no reason.
Well, of course. I mean, I felt like it wasn't... It was funny because it, like, wasn't that much, but then when they did start to get into it, it was like way too much. I was like, how many times are we gonna watch this happen? Like, I'm bored.
I'm thoroughly bored with that. I'm like, you guys have beat this horse to death.
I definitely skipped over like all of this.
You know, there was
every time it happened, I was like, blah blah blah. And then there was one part where they back to back, it was like Alyssa and Jack, and then like cut to the next scene, and it's Vera and Hamish, and I was like, this is double, like, terrible. Like, you're just slapping me in the face twice. Like
a back to back nightmare. And they'll do it.
And they'll do it. They sure will do it to you.
They just seem like they seem pressed on continuing to make that happen, even though, well, I'm wondering who like is thoroughly rooting for like Jack and Alyssa. Like, what person out there is?
I don't know. Feels that watching this. First of all, I'm like, is it not just a bunch of gays watching this? Like.
That's a good question. I don't know who their demographic is. That's what I would like to know. I don't know how to get in touch with their demographic, but I would like to find out who they are.
If you're watching me, Water, please, please call us.
Please reach out. Our number is...
Beep! Yeah, I would like to know, because I don't know. What straight person, like, tunes into, like, oh, this is a fun, like, this is about witches? Great.
I can only guess. No
straight person is interested in that.
I can only guess that they probably got more viewership just because of quarantine and people are like, well, what's this?
True.
So, they may have gotten more viewers because of that, but I'm wondering who is watching it. Like, is there, like, a huge straight bro following of this, because that would be hilarious.
That, like, how would that be possible?
You know, I've learned that sometimes things don't make sense, but they happen. And we've just got to keep on trucking, you know.
We sure do, Chad.
I'm a radio DJ.
Yeah, I don't... That would astound me, I think. If I found out it was, like, a bunch of straighties watching.
Just picture me just astounded.
I don't know. It just really strikes me as, like...
That just doesn't resonate with me. That doesn't resonate with my spirit.
No. No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Well, I don't know. What else do you think... Any other thoughts on this season?
Mostly, I mean, like I said, I have mixed feelings on Alyssa, too. Because at first I liked her. And I was like, oh, cool. But then she just got annoying again.
Yeah. Do you mean this season or in general?
Yeah, no, this season. Oh. I didn't like her at all last season. And same with Jack. But this season I was like... Because I also felt like they gave her more... Not more to do, but like more that wasn't just like part of Jack's plot line. And yeah. I really appreciated that. And I think part of the reason I liked this season... a lot more, or like not a lot more, but like more than I did last season, is it felt more female focused to me.
Yeah,
like the female characters were like,
well, sans the whole Lilith disappearing for like most of the season.
Yeah, but and I even felt like with Nicole, with her love interest, like they, like, yes, they kind of... She was a side character. She was sidelined. But then when Lilith disappeared, like, she was in the action. Like, she was helping them, like, get her back and stuff.
Yeah.
So, and then just, like, with Vera, being so much more of a prominent character and so much more important to the to every single storyline, and the absence of Edward, I think I enjoyed that dynamic a lot more.
Yeah, I agree, because the first season, there were so many female characters. Well, there weren't so many. There were a prominent amount of female characters, but they were not utilized at all. They were just around.
Yeah, and they were so tied to all the male storylines. Like, Alyssa was tied to Jax, Vera was tied to Edwards, Lilith was tied to, I don't know, I guess just the werewolves in general. Like, Brandel was so much more prominent. And then, Gabrielle was just kind of, like, hanging around being bitchy in the background.
Yeah, that was kind of all she was doing.
And, yeah, and this season they, like, really, like, they gave them their own storylines. And then with the introductions of Kepler and Salvador, who they both killed, but they were good. I mean, you know, if they are both dead, they were good additions to this season, because it just really gave us that much more of the, like, female focus. That part I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
And it's funny, because, like, thinking about it, I'm like, I feel like my... What was I just thinking about? Oh! In Descendants, I was saying this same thing. I was like, oh, I liked how it was female-focused. And I was like, truly, my enjoyment of media, of, like, television and movies, is, like, directly related to how many female characters are prominently in it.
In
real storylines.
And you know what? That's okay. That is okay.
It makes it better. And well, if one's gay, great. Even better.
Yeah. Well, I would definitely say this season was a significant improvement. So, they jumped up from, you know, the 4 from last season. And that's a hard 4. I'm not moving from that. They've jumped up from that to, I'd say, about, like, a 6.2.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in the front end, they do deliver quite a bit. There were some comedic moments. I got the understanding of where we were going.
Yeah.
I think my main qualms with the ending was it felt like it just didn't match the front part of the season, especially in the way that it was resolved, and also in the sense that that was the prominent bad thing. It wasn't Praxis itself. It's like, that didn't make any sense.
Right.
Like, it just didn't make sense to kill off Salvador where they did, to have the ending that they had. Because it felt like, what is this ending pointing towards for another season? It feels like nothing. Mm. Like, it's like the end of a chapter, but at the same time, it's like the only thing they're pointing towards is, like, Lilith was, like, Stockholmized.
True. Yeah, that's true. I felt like they needed, like, a little something extra. Like, maybe they needed to, like, hint that Salvador wasn't actually dead.
Something like that. Because I was
like, at this point, yeah, that's true. Like, if you close it off at this point, then all of your, like, quote-unquote threats are dead. Like, Salvador, Kepler, Alyssa. Like, I mean, we know Alyssa's not dead, but, like, yeah. That kind of, like, doesn't really leave much to do next season.
I mean, other than Randall going down for killing Kepler, because the kid may know.
True. Is that kid the same kid? Is he the other son? I was thinking about this. I was like, wait, is that same kid? Because he was at fencing lessons.
Maybe, because it does look like him.
I think it's the same kid, and I was like, LOL.
It's your brother. Kid. It's Jack's brother, who's going to grow up and hate him.
Yeah, which is fair.
He's going to start doing magic and trying to kill him.
Oh, maybe. Okay, that would be interesting.
Yeah, but they would have to age that kid up, like, a lot.
Well, we'll see how long COVID goes on.
Suddenly, he's jumped up 5 years.
I was thinking about that. I was like, there's going to be a lot of shows that, like, when they come back. What was I watching? Oh, I watched the new, The Babysitter's Club.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Yeah, my other friend was watching that as well.
It was cute. It was so sweet. It was, like, so corny, but it was sweet. I was like, this is... I have to keep remembering this is actually for children. But, I was thinking about the fact that, like, they're gonna have to wait, like, maybe several years between shooting. I was like, these kids are gonna get old, like, so fast.
Oh, yeah.
It made me laugh. They're gonna be like, next season, like, yeah, we're all still 12. Nope. They've all gone through growth spurts.
They have to recast.
So funny. And I was thinking about that. I was like, wow, there's gonna be, like, a bunch of shows that are just gonna have to, like, deal with the fact that their shooting got delayed, like, maybe a year or so, right?
Yeah. Well,
it'll be interesting for sure.
It definitely will be, but, you know, at the same time, it just makes me think about, like, you know, you remember in 2007 when they had the writer's strike and then all those shows were, like, delayed and stuff like that.
But how long was that? That wasn't even that long.
That was, like, a few months. It was, like, definitely, I feel like 6 months.
Oh, really? Was that long?
Yeah, I feel like it went on for a while because they were running show, like, the last bit of shows that they already had filmed and stuff, but they couldn't shoot any new stuff because, you know, the strike. So I feel like, I swear that's what happened. It's like they were on break or strike for like 6 months, and then a whole bunch of shows either got canceled or came back later and had short seasons.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, wasn't there like a very... Was it Happy Endings? Like, there's, like, a show that, like, is well-known for, like, having suffered from the rough...
Oh, you're thinking of Pushing Daisies.
Is it Pushing Daisies?
Yeah, I think so.
That was a good show. Bring that back.
I mean, true. And then spend a lot of money on the lighting. Well, probably not anymore. At this point, they probably could figure out a way to keep the lighting cheap.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's whatever. So, what are we going to watch next time? I mean, I've already watched Infinity Train Part 2, so.
What are we going to watch? I've already watched this. that is what I thought that we were going to watch. I have not watched it yet, but that is what I was planning on watching next, because...
Oh, it's a super quick watch. It took me, like, maybe, like, an hour and a half, I think.
And I won't be watching it on the Cartoon Network app this time, which was thoroughly annoying last time.
Oh my god. You should watch that and the BMO thing, and we can talk about that. Because the BMO thing's like a one-off, so...
I don't want to watch the BMO. Did you say there's one about the lesbian?
Well, it hasn't come out yet, but it's coming down the pipeline.
Okay.
I mean, they have that show on there by your friend who did Adventure, or the regular show. Close Enough? It's called Close Enough.
Yeah, like how you referred to him as my friend.
I know, it made it sound like you're close personal friends.
We are close personal friends.
Love that.
J.D. Quintel, you mean?
Yeah, I guess that's his name.
That's what you're talking about?
Sure.
The guy who did Regular Show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. He's my husband, actually.
I really don't know what his name is.
We've been married since I was in the 12th grade.
Oh, that's... Okay. How Pretty Little Liars of you. Well, next time we'll just do Infinity Train Part 2. That'll be fun.
Yeah. And maybe something else. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you have...
Probably not the BMO thing, but we'll see.
It was a fun watch, and...
Okay, no, I believe you.
BMO didn't annoy me as much as they usually do, so...
Oh, I do like BMO. I just don't know if I, like, care enough to, like, watch all the story.
And you know what? That's fair. I'll give you that.
You got me there. But definitely Infinity Train. We'll see what's going on with those lesbians.
That particular one. I feel like a lot of the questions you had were thoroughly addressed in this one, where you were talking about the shadow or the reflection thing.
Oh, well, that's good.
Otherwise, you would have. Otherwise, you would have just been like, "Are we going to address this or not?"
I'll have to go back and see what I said about it. I don't even remember. I don't remember what my questions were.
It was funny.
I believe you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening again, guys. As always.
Bye. Bye.